better.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. Going to start out the show today with my friend Pete Grandich. Pete's a very, very interesting guy. He is a very, very astute individual, both on economic issues and also on social issues. Great to have him with me. Pete, thanks so much for joining me. I appreciate it. Employment numbers came out yesterday, and 8.3% is the unemployment rate. The market, as of early yesterday morning anyway, though, reacted very positively. Both markets, interestingly enough, precious metals market and the conventional market. The conventional market was up, as we recorded fairly early yesterday morning, over 160 points. But again, by the same token, gold, which typically moves in an inverse direction to the conventional market, was also up. What do you say about that?
First of the markets, I have stated for several weeks, despite not being an outright bull and telling people to load up on stock, that because the market had not go down on a series of news that should have otherwise taken it down, that it would not surprise me at all that the market move higher. So I'm not surprised at that. Smart? No, not if you're long term. But there's been a ton of stuff that's been thrown at it that should have cracked the market and didn't. And usually when something doesn't go one way, when it looks like it should, it goes the other. The gold market was a little different. Initially sold off on the news, because the expectation was the dollar would rally, et cetera, and then gold comes back. But gold continues to trade in an extremely tight range now that's just slightly higher than it's been the last few weeks. It had been trading as low as 1530, 1550. Now it's getting sold off to about 1575, 1590. It's slowly moving towards closer and closer to 1650, and finally, hopefully, we'll get above that, and that's when that market will turn. But overall, I think the real news of the day was the what is really the real employment number to look at, and that's the unemployed or the people who have given up. And there the numbers are near record highs. So as much as people got a little bit excited on 160,000, when we know we need 250,000 just to grow, the net of the number is it's still a bad number.
I'm wondering, you mentioned the people who have given up, et cetera. The segment that concerns me, Pete, more than anything else, really, is the segment called underemployed. I mean, you know, you've got people with graduate degrees, you know, working in fast food chains because they can't find work any place else. I would not want to be a 20-something, 30-something-year-old person looking for work right now. You know, when you talk about the market and you talk about a potential correlation, Pete, between the precious metals market and the conventional market, I really, really wonder if people aren't buying into the conventional markets just because they're looking for any glimmer of hope that this thing is turning around. And number one, you know, maybe they feel that if they take some kind of action, that things will miraculously change. I don't think that's going to be the case, personally. What about you?
I operate and have for years, almost a couple decades, on the principle that there's what I've coined the don't worry, be happy crowd on Wall Street. There's a propelling group that has always sees the cup half full, and it's most of the institutional people who are responsible and actually handling the money that's in the market now. So they're always bent on the bullish side. And, you know, when you listen to those folks, they always tell you that there's only three allocations, stocks, bonds, or cash. So the fact that the market couldn't be taken down, I think those are the people in there that are buying, and they don't see, you know, some of the things or many of the things that we see. But nevertheless, I think that gold is a separate item, and I also think now, unfortunately, especially, and I say unfortunately because it's going to be a very bad case, but I think there's a geopolitical crisis that's been under the radar to most people, but is about to pop, unfortunately, right in the smack face of everybody around the world.
And you're talking probably about the situation in the Middle East. You know, the headlines that are coming out from Iran, Ahmadinejad, you know, basically continues his rant about the Holocaust was a fabricated event. I find that amazing that somebody would say something like that. And then he's going into, again, you know, we need to annihilate Israel. The Jewish people are responsible for all the troubles in the world. I mean, how can a rational human being say something like that? I guess you'd have to say the man's not rational, huh?
No, he's not rational. But I think the important thing is I take time to read intelligent reports on proven sites, not crazy people that are reporting from some hole in the ground. And everything is pointing that the movement's been made, military, what have you. The words are now being, the amount of meetings between the U.S. and Israel have increased dramatically.
Sure.
All the things are pointing to, and understanding how politics works, too, and how it play into it, that they don't want to do this close to the election, nor do they want to do it early in case Romney wins, because it'll be a difficult decision for him to move on right away. There seems to be a suggestion that if it's going to happen, it's probably going to happen in the next few weeks. And so that is something that I know the general markets have not priced in at all. It's not something that's in the chatter. And if we wake up one night to hear of it, we're going to see a lot of volatility. The logical thing is the oil market will rise. There'll probably be a sell-off in equities. It'll be interesting to see what happens with gold, because sometimes gold is supposedly viewed as a place to go in crises like that, and suddenly it's not. But I think gold is really coming out of a seasonally weak period, and also the correction that literally began almost 11 months ago. There's so many positive divergences now. It's only a matter of a few weeks for it to break out above 1650. So an event like that actually may be the so-called firing point to get it going to the upside again.
I think that one of the reasons that gold is holding up as well as it is, and I think any rational investor would have to say, the price of gold is holding up. Sure, it's down from its record of around 1900 and change, but it's still holding up amazingly well. But I think the Middle East is a huge, huge factor in it. Basically, a direct quote from the Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is, quote, time is running out for the international community to halt Iran's nuclear program by peaceful means. And he told that to our Defense Secretary, Leon Panetta. So I don't know. I mean, I think that situation is, to say the least, it's interesting. Last comment, Pete, we had a big social event this past week that I found to be very, very interesting, and that was the Chick-fil-A thing. Boy, in my mind, that was a great example of one organization bullying another organization. And I'm sorry to say, I think the community that was attempting a picket of Chick-fil-A was really, really bullying, for lack of better terms. I mean, we live in a free country. People can say and believe whatever they want as long as they're not hurting anybody else. Comments?
Well, the interesting thing was the gentleman expressed his personal views, but no one ever made claims that any of those actions were being undertaken within his organization.
Correct.
And I think that was the key. But I think what was also seen is this silent majority that we used to know back about in the 80s arose, that the masses of people who, through just mostly social media, because the liberal media did not cover it in terms of, you know, rallying people to go out to Chick-fil-A and show the support, was just overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
And to know how liberal the media is, there was very little reporting of that, even though it was really, records were set for people showing up at fast food places in America.
Yeah.
And so I just think, again, it's the silent majority. They said enough is enough. They saw this as nonsense, and they responded. Hopefully that neutralized very, very poor judgments, especially on politicians who started talking about banning the company from even opening as a business.
Okay, this fellow from Adam Smith, the former CFO and treasurer of a medical supply company, took pride by going into a Chick-fil-A store and basically berating an employee, saying, I don't know how you live with yourself and work here. And that's a direct quote. Another direct quote, I don't understand it. This is a horrible corporation with horrible values. You deserve better. Well, is anybody talking about those people who are saying, we don't want nativity scenes in places because we don't believe in God, because that's discrimination, we don't want prayer in schools because that's discrimination? Whatever happened to the Judeo-Christian values that made our country as great as it is? When did political correctness start to take over? When did we get to the point in this country where a private individual couldn't voice an opinion about an issue that he felt very, very strongly about? In my opinion, that's what is really, really frightening about our society today. We are not concentrating on issues that really matter. Ladies and gentlemen, what do you think? Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 3rd, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,596.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,637. $818.50 for a half ounce or $409.25 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,637, $818.50, and $409.25.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, you got to admit, Peter Brandich is a very, very interesting guy. I love to have guests on the show who, all of our guests on the show are some of the most interesting people in the world, and I hope you enjoy listening to what they have to say as much as I enjoy chatting with them. Here's an interesting guy right now, Trader Raj. Raj, how you doing?
Pretty good.
A couple of things. Warren Buffett came out. I started to say Jimmy Buffett. There's a little play on words. Warren Buffett came out, made the comment that he could solve the deficit problem in 5 minutes, and his suggestion was simply anytime the deficit goes over 3% of GDP, the politicians in office are no longer eligible for re-election and are just fired. I find that to be a very, very dramatic yet realistic stance to take. What do you think about that?
Well, I think he's right. I think it's a very creative idea. It would certainly force them to behave as far as the fiscal responsibilities of the United States because, as you know and I know, they've been spending like drunken sailors for years in an effort to buy votes and to get pork for projects in their respective states. They think that their job is to go down there and conjure up ideas to spend money and take it away from the taxpayers. And we're in one big mess because of it, and I think Mr. Buffett's idea is a good one.
No, I think it's a great idea, personally. It's you got to have a little responsibility, you know, in my opinion. And I think that we've got some very, very irresponsible politicians out there, and this is not a recent phenomenon. This is something that started a long, long time ago with the absolutely logarithmic grow in the deficit. It just is absolutely amazing to me. You know, going on to a different subject, Raj, we have an interesting situation going on in Europe right now. It was reported yesterday that an index of European credit risk rallied the most in 9 months. After folks reassessed the central bank's bond buying program, it's interesting because yesterday the yields on Spain went down 32 basis points down to 5.39. That was snapping 3 days of increases, on expectations that the European Central Bank will buy short-dated bonds, okay? Spain is in trouble right now. Spain is in big trouble right now. But, you know, the sentiment, as of yesterday anyway, seemed to be changing a little bit.
Well, the problem is, of course, that their debt to GDP was way out of whack.
Mm-hmm.
And for a while there, they told us publicly, their authorities said, we don't need any money. And then 2 weeks later, they said, yeah, we do need some money. And it was a lot of money. It was billions of dollars. In fact, I think they were saying at that point they needed $120 billion. And then they said, no, that is not enough. That was only going to cover like 20% of what we need,
mm-hmm.
which sounds preposterous. I mean, $120 billion times five, you're getting into some really heavy money. I don't care how big the country is. And they are probably one of the larger countries economically in Europe. I want to guess that they're number three, but I'm not sure of that. I'm certain that probably in the top five. But later on, after all of this discussion, when things looked pretty dire here a few days, weeks ago, the economics prime minister came on again, and he said the $120 billion won't cover it, the problem that we've got. And, in fact, we don't have any ability to borrow anymore, which means the whole thing was going to cave in. Then everything went static for a few days, and nobody made any remarks. I guess there was a lot of fear and concern. Then the woman at the IMF, Mrs. Lagarde, she came on and said they better get busy and fix this problem or they're going to get in deep trouble. And then Timmy Geithner, the U.S. Treasury Secretary, came and did the same announcement.
Mm-hmm.
And now, as of yesterday or the day before, the economics minister or one of the top officials did say publicly that the bond market was in a spectacular runaway. And then what's happened after that is somebody jumped in and said, we're going to buy bonds. And that smoothed things up and put the fire out. So that's where we are today. Now, what are they going to buy the bonds with? All they're going to do is issue more paper from this ESM credit facility, which has nothing behind it. It's like one group of bond buyers and sellers trading the paper, and there's no asset behind it.
Yeah.
But apparently what it has done, it calmed things down, and people relaxed a little bit, and the yields did drop back. But earlier, a few days ago, the long bond, I think, was above 7% in Europe and that, or in Spain, and that was unsustainable. When they get that large with the amount of debt that Spain has to carry right now, the math doesn't work. It just can't add up. So now what they're doing is backpedaling and try to need something and put it together and make it work. It's a very interesting problem.
It is an interesting problem. You know, that I think is one of the reasons that people are, the fear that that's causing is one of the reasons I think that people are staying out of the junior resource market, which is near and dear to my heart. But I'm looking at the performance history of the GDXJ, which is the index junior gold miners ETF. And if you look at the prices, the fund share price, in the last year, it's down 40.7 points. Year to date, it's down 22.23. For 3 months, it's down 21.75, and then for 1 month, it's down 0.57. I'm looking for that to turn around very, very quickly. Raj, how about you?
You're absolutely spot on. We've been saying that in our newsletter this past week and also in alerts and announcements. As you know, I'm a technician and a chartist, and the charts were obviously telling me that we're very close to a breakout. Keep in mind, though, Al, that the physical and the futures, gold and silver, normally have a sustaining breakout first, and then about 10 days to 14 days later, the stocks will follow. But in our newsletter last week, we did see some indications by some of the better companies that we follow that their stocks were, in fact, rising. And it's starting to be right on the cusp of a point where it's going to go. August is usually a turnaround month on the calendar for the whole year anyway. And once it gets started, I think we're going to have a comfortable upswing from the latter part of August, probably all the way to April. But then in the middle, of course, you get the usual corrections. But that's the best point. That's the best trading time of our year, and it's right in front of us.
Well, it is right in front of us, and the election certainly isn't hurting things at all. And the reason I say that is because I have a sense that I think the Republicans are going to get the Oval Office back, and I think that that's going to put an awful lot of confidence back into the market, simply because the Republican agenda is so vastly different from the Democratic agenda that I think that if in fact I'm right and Mitt Romney does take the election, I think that confidence is going to come back. It more like I would have to say optimism is going to come back. The optimism will be based initially on hope, and then hopefully, play on words there, the optimism will be based on actually what's going on. Raj, great to have you on the show always. Thank you so much. You have a great weekend.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin, but you already know that, and I already know that. I am chatting right now with a new guest, a very, very interesting gentleman, Jordan Goodman. Jordan is no stranger to the media world. He was involved with Money Magazine, CNN. He's currently a frequent guest on Fox and other particular networks. He's been on my friend Jay Taylor's show, which airs on Voice America, the Internet Radio Network. Very, very interesting guy. Off the air, Jordan and I were talking about what really intrigues him right now. And lo and behold, surprise, surprise, it's the real estate sector. Jordan, how you doing, my friend?
Great to be with you, Al. The real estate sector is very intriguing. In some ways, it's the best of times. In some ways, it's the worst of times. And I want your listeners to take advantage of it and make it the best of times for them.
All right. How do they do that?
Okay, we have mortgage rates at the lowest levels we've ever seen in our lifetimes. They may last a little bit longer, but they may not, but you should certainly take advantage of them. We have 30-year fixed-rate mortgages at about 3.4%, 3.5%, just unbelievably, but for 30-year money, 3.5%.
Yeah.
And we have 15-year money at about 2.8%, 2.9%, something like that. If you get adjustables, it's like in a low 2% rate. So certainly if your existing mortgage is, I would say, 3.8% or higher, it's going to make sense for you to refinance your mortgage and get unbelievably low rates while they last. And I like to give out lots of specific websites and helpful things, if that's okay, out to
put
this advice into practice. A website to help you there is youcanrefi.com, youcanrefi.com.
Mm-hmm.
They also have a phone number, 888-777-9682. And you can do either traditional refinance or the new program out there is called the HARP program, the HARP 2 program, which stands for the Home Affordable Refinance Program. You can be as much as 50% underwater in your home and still get a refinance today. Now, that started in about April or May. That's been rolling out now, and a lot of people are taking advantage of that. So all these people who have been responsible, who are paying 5, 6, 7%, whatever it may be, at high rates, and seeing everybody else getting these 3 and 4% rates, say, I want that too, but I couldn't get it because my house is underwater, finally are getting some relief and be able to refinance. So, again, youcanrefi.com can help a lot of folks. And that'll make a huge difference. If your rate's at 6 and now it's going to be 3.5 or something like that, that's just increased your cash flow dramatically. And so that's one thing that you can certainly take advantage of today.
I'm curious about one thing. You know, your outlook for the real estate sector, we are well diversified in our personal portfolio, and our listeners are aware of that because I chat about it a lot. We're about 25% of our money is in the real estate sector. And I have some people who tell me I'm nuts. They say, you know, you really ought to be, you know, unload your real estate, even though you're going to take bargain, you know, you're going to get a bargain basement price for it, which is not good for you, etc.
Yep.
But you're a lot better off taking that money and putting it someplace else. And I maintain that no, that really isn't the case. Now, the difference between myself and some other people, however, is I'm very aware of time horizons. And I think that if your horizon is, let's say, 10 years, I think real estate at these levels is a great place to put some of your money. Not all of it.
As an income investment, it may not be a place to make money to have the value of the house go up. It may or may not go up. But in the meantime, you're getting 1.5% on long-term treasuries and 0% on treasury bills and CDs and money market funds. And if you have a good quality rental place, you can get 6-7% easily, if not more, and possibly raise rents. So it's almost like creating a bond portfolio for yourself if you have good quality rentals. And over time, they may rise in value. And meanwhile, if you have a mortgage on it, your tenants are paying off your mortgage for you. And then eventually you'll be free and clear.
Exactly.
So it increases your cash flow even more. So in the right circumstance, it can be very good. And what's been happening is in some of the more depressed markets around the country, like Phoenix and Miami and so on, they've come back to life dramatically. And a lot of that is foreign money. Canadians, Germans, Chinese, Hong Kong people, all kind of people saying, you know, these are really great bargains. Let's grab them while we can and rent them out, get positive cash flow, and eventually they'll rise. So real estate definitely plays a role in people's portfolios.
And anyone, I think, who dismisses it is really selling that particular sector short. Let's expand the discussion just a little bit, Jordan. You know, we are in very, very interesting economic times right now. You've been in the game a long time. You've been in it about as long as I have. And
yeah.
I have to tell you, I have never seen times as tumultuous as we're in right now. Nobody, I don't think, right now is really going to bed knowing that they're going to sleep well that night because
tumultuous means opportunity, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, yeah, you know, sure. As Doug Casey, my friend Doug Casey said, but told me back in 1982, you know, it's very simple. Crisis equals opportunity. There's some
Absolutely.
Great opportunity here. But what are your thoughts about the stock market right now, the conventional stock market, Jordan?
Well, there's been a flight to quality. People are putting money into high dividend stocks. The big mega cap companies like Microsoft and Walmart and Pfizer and AT&T and Verizon, those are the companies that are doing well right now. They're the safe stocks with high dividend yields, in many cases rising dividend yields. And I think that's going to last for a while. With all the uncertainty around the world, people want to have their place, their money in a safe place. And big cap stocks is one place, and the other place is treasuries. I mean, it's amazing that you have 10-year treasuries at 1.5%, basically. And that shows how level of fear there is. And people pouring money into the U.S. dollar, despite all of our problems, we are what I call the prettiest horse in the glue factory. You know, we're all going down, but we're looking much better than Europe and other places, so people would rather have their money here.
I agree 100%. I'm not so sure that I'd put any money in treasuries right now. Could you just elaborate on that a little bit for me?
You're locking in a very, very low rate for a very long period of time, and chances are it's going to go, in the long term, go back up. I think in the short term, rates could fall even further. I mean, we're at 1.5% now.
Mm-hmm.
With what's going on in Europe, I could see the 10-year treasury going down to 1%, as amazing as that sounds,
sure.
By the end of this year. just because of the level of fear. I mean, you have Greece that's about to default on August 20th. They do not have the money to make these payments, and the only way they're going to get the money is by agreeing to all these austerity plans, what they've done in the past, and they've got not much credibility. Spain, the yields are over 7.5% because people are worried about bank runs and all kinds of problems there. So the news out of Europe is going to continue to be bad no matter what the head of the European Central Bank says. It's going to, no matter what it takes, we're going to solve it all. It's nice to say that, but we're not sure how that's actually going to happen. So with that fear, that's why money is going to continue to pour into safety havens like the U.S. Treasuries and the big mega-cap stocks that have high dividend yields.
Yeah, I think Draghi's crazy. I mean, I understand what he's doing, and it's all about confidence. It's all about, you know, consumer sentiment, et cetera. But it's just, to me, this is an absolutely abysmal
thing. How is he going to deliver on that? I mean, you're talking about hundreds of billions of euros that he doesn't have. I mean, maybe they can bail out Greece. Spain is really big. If they bail out Spain, then they have nothing left for Italy or anybody else.
I would agree 100%.
Yeah.
Last question. We've got about a minute left here, a minute and a half. How do you feel about hard assets?
I think gold can have a role to play. I mean, when governments print money, it devalues currencies. And that's happened a lot. And so I think hard assets play a role in a portfolio. It's been interesting. Lately, they haven't done as well. Because if the economy is going to turn down, the feeling is there's more deflation worry than inflation worry. And gold and silver in general don't do well in deflation. They do well in inflation. So
Right. Normally
when you have a lot of printing presses running at very fast speeds as they are today, that would normally be a positive for gold and silver.
Mm-hmm.
But it hasn't been as much because there's a bigger undertow, which is, I think in Greece and Spain, they are literally in a depression today, not a recession.
I think
tremendous deflationary force that's dragging Europe down with it. And that's why gold, which is, you know, roughly $1,600 an ounce, is not $2,000 or $2,500, predictions you've seen. Normally, with the printing presses running this fast, you'd have gold much higher, but there are other factors keeping it down.
Jordan, I want to get you back on the show in the future. You're a very, very interesting guy. I think you have a little bit of a different take on the financial community, and I'm not saying that you're correct or incorrect. I happen to agree with you, so I guess I'm saying indirectly that I think that you're correct in a lot of your thoughts. I think we're both real believers in diversification. I think diversification is a very...
Particularly in tumultuous times like this.
Exactly,
right.
Exactly. Yeah. It's very, very frightening right now. We are in uncharted waters. Nobody knows what's going to happen around the corner. None of us are the prettiest baby in the nursery. None of us are the smartest people there. We have to listen to others, and, you know, and listening to someone like yourself allows us to do that. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report. I'm Al Cornell. Appreciate you joining me. Going to turn to politics right now a little bit. I have my friend Jeff Deist on the line with me. Jeff is, as you know, the chief of staff for Congressman Ron Paul. Jeff is also one heck of a golfer, and we enjoy playing golf every time we get together. He's a really good guy. He's a really well-informed guy. Not going to talk about golf. Going to talk about politics. You know, the general consensus among our listeners, Jeff, is come hell or high water, Obama cannot be reelected. You know, I would agree with that, and I don't agree with it from a personal standpoint. I don't know the guy, so I really can't comment on is he a good person or is he a bad person, but I really, really don't agree with what I perceive to be his agenda. And I'm pretty adamant about that. How do you feel about that, Jeff?
He's been a terrible president, and his policies are really much in keeping with George W. Bush's policies. If anything, some of them are a continuation of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're still in the same quagmires overseas, and if anything, he's intensified the spending, and he's increased the debt more than probably any president in his first term. Now, a lot of that was already set in motion by Congress and appropriations. So he doesn't bear full responsibility for that, but he certainly bears some of it. And, you know, if I recall, he had an infamous campaign ad when he was running against Hillary Clinton where he talked about how much he would reduce the deficit
mm-hmm.
during his first term. And, of course, he's increased it by trillions.
Yeah.
So he's a disaster, and I think, I hope, and I pray that the American public are starting to see through this guy and understand what an empty suit he is. And frankly, this bill of goods we were sold, that he's super intelligent and articulate, both false.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a particularly bright guy, not to sound like Romney, but he really is in over his head. And he's comes out of a very disgusting Chicago political milieu, and basically the fact that this guy, he's never done anything good in his life, and that he was this junior senator becomes president. It's just absurd. He's one of the least vetted presidents we've ever had, which is amazing considering the internet age and the amount of scrutiny that most candidates get these days. But yeah, by any measure, he's a disaster. And whether one is for Romney or not, I suppose there's a certain satisfaction in just seeing him and some of the horrible people around him get kicked out of Washington.
Well, I know all of our listeners feel that way. I don't support his agenda whatsoever. I really don't. I think if the administration, the current administration, continues into a second term, I think that we could have some very, very interesting ramifications of that. There is already so much deviation from the Constitution going on right now. That didn't start with Barack Obama, though. That started much earlier than him. But he's just pushing it, you know, taking it to the next level. And there are a lot of issues, a lot of social issues that I think, freedom issues, for lack of better terms, that I think that it might be very, very interesting because I think that they may very well, by hook or by crook, somehow go by the wayside. And I certainly don't want to see that happen. You know, I also don't like what quote-unquote capitalism has evolved into in the United States. I really don't like that at all. That particular agenda would certainly be continued in another term, and it might be continued to the point where we could never get back. That's what really frightens me more than anything else. I mean, the economy is in such a shambles, and it's just getting worse and worse every single day. And I think from that standpoint, I think that, you know, the Republicans, I think, really are the answer. I mean, how do you feel about that?
Well, I'm certainly concerned, and I think the scariest statistic of all is the percentage of federal treasury debt that the Federal Reserve buys up, which we now know is over 50%.
Yeah.
And if you believe Bill Gross at PIMCO, it's well above that. So that's a scary statistic, and it shows that the rest of the world is no longer long on the U.S. dollar, that they're betting against us, and so how we're going to continue to run our empire of debt remains to be seen. But there's an awful lot of folks out there who want their Social Security checks. That's for sure.
I don't disagree with that, and I mean, I happen to be one of them, but you know, I'm not being selfish. But my only point is, if I would say I'd forego that if it was an absolute necessity. Sure, I'd be pretty irritated though after all the money that I put into it, to say the least. But you know, we'll see how that particular situation shakes out. I don't view Social Security as being an entitlement. I view Social Security as being kind of a forced investment, and it would dramatically affect our country if that system were stopped. I'm not quite sure how it can continue into the future, though, Jeff. I mean, what do you see for it?
Well, there clearly has to be a phase-out period, and then there has to ultimately be an opt-out period for younger folks. It's the only solution.
Sure.
The nuts and bolts of that are going to be very difficult because there are going to be people along the edges, the margins, who win or lose.
Yeah.
But the biggest winners, of course, are sort of the World War I and World War II generation, many of whom got out far, far, far more, even adjusted for inflation, even assuming a rate of return on your so-called insurance premium, wildly beyond what they ever paid in. There's going to be some pain involved with that, but the only solution is to cut spending in other areas, find out a way to ensure payment for people who are a certain age or older today, who have obviously more invested and more counting on it, and then have sort of a mid-period of people between two certain ages for whom it's going to be phased out or made optional, and then start with the younger generation and have a period or an age where, they're not going to be required to pay in. Into FICA and altogether. So it's going to be technically tricky and politically, very, very tricky, but it's not optional. In other words, David Stockman agrees, austerity is not an optional policy choice. Austerity is coming. It's just whether or not we want to be honest about it.
Oh, I mean, yeah, there's no way in the world that those two things can't happen. You know, we have a very interesting situation on our forum right now, and that is your boss, Congressman Ron Paul, is just wildly popular. I mean, he's, as far as I'm concerned, my American hero. My wife feels the same way, and as you know, she's a little more liberal-leaning than I am, but She absolutely idolizes the congressman, et cetera. You know, I know that there's been talk, rumors of Ron being part of the new administration should Romney be elected. And, you know, that's something that right now is simply conjecture, and we really can't comment on that. But I have some listeners who are saying, you know, you don't want to not write in Ron Paul and write in that what they feel is the lesser of two evils on your ballot. And I would agree with that. You know, as Kathy said, you got to get up in the morning and look yourself in the mirror and respect, you know, and respect what you're looking at. From a practical standpoint, you know, there are people who are saying, you know, you write in the congressman's name and that's a vote for Barack Obama, you know, and that's exactly how Bill Clinton got elected, you know, because of Ross Perot. What are your general thoughts about that, Jeff?
I think people should follow their conscience, do what feels right to them. I mean, it depends on what state they're from. You know, some states, their delegates are wholly bound, and we'll see whether their general election vote matters or not. But in a lot of states where you've got a winner-takes-all system, you know, delegates are bound, and you know, it's not going to be a close vote in probably 30 odd states at least. That, you know, Obama or Romney will be a clear winner. So if someone wants to vote for Ron Paul, you know, they're not costing anyone a vote, even though that's a ludicrous concept. But
that's an interesting point you make. Yeah, I had a listener say yesterday something to the effect of, for example, in the state of Washington, it's not going to make any difference because Washington typically is so liberal leaning, the state that I live in, that it doesn't matter who you vote for as a conservative, because simply the Democrats pretty well have Washington State anyway in the bag. Maybe I'm being a bit of an idealist, Jeff, you know, and I suppose I am, but, you know, my stage in life allows me to do that, but I agree. I think you got to vote your conscience, man. I really, really do.
Well, the beauty of the Ron Paul revolution is when people ask Ron himself what they think they ought to do, i.e., you know, should they vote, not vote, write in Ron? Should they run for Congress? Should they work on campus? Should they become a party volunteer? You know, in other words, Ron always answers, I don't like to tell people what to do. That's the difference between Ron and other candidates. He thinks that people should do what they want to do and what works for them. So Ron Paul people will have no problem finding their own way. It's these other people who are locked into these the two parties. The sort of candidates we've been having, they're the ones who are lost.
I agree 1,000%. Ron Paul people know what to do. Stick around. We're going to be back in the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Cornell Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends GlucoGel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as your, as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.